Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new
experience.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Okay, my dear audience. Oh, my goodness. Oh, here we go. This is the show. The show is starting at 10 minutes after the hour that it is scheduled to start. And away we go.
Yeah.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Good now.
Get real good.
To get spiritual.
Now,
but
I'm
about
to
get real.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and we're starting the show at 7:11 Pacific Standard Time. 7:11 was the exact weight of my one and only son, and coincidentally, it was the exact weight of his dad, 7:11. So what a perfect time to start the show. Even though it was scheduled to start a lot earlier, doesn't matter. And what is this show about? Reality, spirituality, what is the show about? The show is about teaching, sharing how to experience more happiness, regardless of what's going on in your life, regardless of your challenges, regardless of your issues, your struggles, your ups and downs, how to experience more happiness. And quite frankly, in every moment, in every day, if you are practicing, and that's the magic word, practicing, when you practice living consciously, in other words, living aware in every moment of what you're saying, what you're speaking, how you're, what energy you're giving out, when you practice consciousness, then you'll be able to practice other things that will add and increase to your happiness. Now, for my new listeners, and sorry, old listeners, but for my new listeners, I always get the same questions, and just really quickly, when I was younger, I wanted two things. I wanted to, number one, I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And finding out the true meaning and definition of happiness, well, I was just as shocked as you can imagine, because it has nothing to do with just being able to have an easy, carefree life with no hurdles or no roadblocks, if you will. But the real definition of happiness is to be able to weather the storms. In other words, stand tall in the middle of the ocean, weather the storms, and be able to be at peace with whatever is happening on the outside. Be able to be at peace with whatever is going on out there. But inside, your internal temperature, your internal your internal foundation, your internal energy, vibration is peace. You are always set for peace. And it takes practice. I was speaking to one of my students just yesterday. She was sharing that she had to wait for some news. She had some blood work done, and she had to wait until Monday, actually tomorrow, to hear the results. And of course, I've been in that situation. I'm sure the majority of the listeners, you've been in that situation where you're waiting for news and you're in the state of, I call it in the state of limbo, in the state of not knowing. And the news could be quote unquote good or bad, meaning that there is no problem, you're fine, or the other thing is, and she's had all this imaginations of cancer and on and on and on. So when those moments come, and when you're faced with those moments, and we all are, when you practice, when you have practiced all throughout, before you have one of those moments, when you practice in every moment, to trust and surrender. When you're practicing trusting and when you're practicing surrendering, guess what? When you get to those moments that are more challenging, it'll be easy for you. It'll be part of your nature to trust and surrender. It'll be part of your nature to know that everything that is going on is there for a good reason, is there for your betterment, is there for your growth, is there for your expansion. You know that. You won't have to question it. The only reason why we worry is because we don't trust. So whose fault is that? That's up to us to practice trusting and letting go. So funny. I don't mean to yell at you, my dear audience. Before I go on, I haven't even talked about today's topic, which is it's never personal, which is one of my favorites. But I want to share with my audience, if you would like to call in and speak with me, the number here is area code 646 564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And then press the number 1 in the queue, and you will be connected, and I'll see that you want to ask a question. Back to the topic. Trusting, experiencing more happiness. One of the questions that I always get is, Rebecca, how long does it take? When? How soon can I feel have a different feeling? Well, you might not have sounded like that with that question. I have to say, I believe I was put on this planet to do the hard work, to learn the lessons the hard way, to learn the lessons on, to learn the secrets of real and true happiness the hard way. Because this is the answer to that question, how long does it take? There is never an ending. There is never a time that you'll get to a point where, yep, done with that. But what will happen, and I guarantee you, what will happen when you practice such things, such behaviors and such thoughts and activities of surrendering and trusting and knowing and trusting and knowing that everything is in order, when you really begin to practice that in that sense and that feeling and that knowing is in every cell of your body, when you practice that on a daily basis, when you get to those points and those places in time and in your life, you will be able to sail through them. See, there's different types of rivers. There's the lazy river where, you know, you just float on top and it just barely moves and it's just very gentle. And then there's that river with all of the rapids and you're up and down and up and down and sometimes you topple over. So when life happens, that is more challenging than others. And when you're practicing throughout your life in every single moment, when those things happen, when those ups and downs present themselves, you will feel like you're on that peaceful, calm, easy, flowing river. I promise you. Now, will you feel like you're on that peaceful, easy, calm river all the time? I have to say, no, you won't. But the more you practice, the more you will feel like that. The more you will be able to summon that. And that's how powerful you are. And I have to say, I never believed it, and I never thought that giving up control would create more, I would have more power in my life as opposed to less. And trusting more, I would have more things happening in my life as opposed to not doing anything and trying and I'm going to make it happen and make it happen. When I don't try and I give up, more things happen. But trusting that. The topic for today's show is it's never personal. And this is one of those topics that is essential in your foundation for experiencing more happiness. It is a necessity. I feel like I'm beating it over your head. No, you don't have to get it. But when you start practicing that nothing in this life and nothing is personal, nothing that happens to you is personal. When you really get that, I'm telling you, it is so freeing. Let me share with you a story 2 weeks ago. Now, if you've listened to the show, you know that I teach the classes on the importance of happiness at the Arcadia Recreation Community Center. And the summer session started 3 weeks ago. And the summer session is a short session. It's only 8 weeks, so I have to cram a lot of stuff in. My these poor people. Listen, when you come to the class about happiness, you expect, yeah, let's do this. So this is going to be fun. No, this class is not fun. No, actually, it is a lot of fun. But you have homework, you have exercises, you have questions, you have a lot of reflecting to do. The first class, quite frankly, the first class, I give you the answer to all of your problems and all of your solutions, and I have it wrapped up in this beautiful package. And what is it, my dear audience? The answer to all of your problems and all of your issues and your solutions for the rest of your life? The answer is the mirror. The answer is always you. You always have the power, and you always have the ability to create peace, an internal peace in your life in any moment, regardless of what's happening. Okay, so back to the story. So the first day of class, it's interesting because, listen, you either like me and you like the message and you resonate with me and you resonate with the message, or you don't. You either get it or you don't. And you either accept it or you resist. And, of course, there do people, as soon as the first day, I said a couple of things and I was totally disagreed with, and it's the other person, and it's they're the reasons why I'm feeling like this. And I try to say, no, you're the reason why you're feeling like this. It's nothing to do with them. And, you know, that whole, it's spirituality 101. And so people drop out. Quite frankly, they're, see, no, this woman doesn't know what, excuse me, who the hell does she think she is? But back to the story. So this one gentleman, I asked each one of them, I said, what is one of your main focuses in your life? What is one of your biggest priorities? What is the one of your biggest priorities in your life at this moment? And there's a variety of people in the class from all walks of life, from ages from 50 into the 70s. Actually, I think 40, 50, 60s, and 70s. So it's a big range. Isn't that interesting how people are looking for feeling, wanting to feel better and looking and feeling, wanting to be happier and wanting to feel more peaceful? Anyway, I digress. So I asked each one of them what are their priorities, and some of them said, I want to start a music band. The other one said, I wanted to have more free time. The other one said, I want to more writing. And, you know, they listed all of these things, and one gentleman said, well, I just want more peace in my life. I just want to feel more peaceful. And I said, there you go. When you commit to, number one, just wanting and you committing to feeling, consciously choosing to feel more peace, and that's what you want in every moment. Desire, want, whatever word you want to use. You know what I was told the other day? I was told that don't use that word want. Use the word desire. Well, I don't like the word desire. I like the word want. Anywho, back to the story. So when I said that and I said your number one priority is peace, then you'll experience more happiness. I mean, if you really commit to wanting to feel more peace in every moment, you will be happier. Peace equals happiness. And another gentleman raised his hand. He says, well, Rebecca, but the world is not peaceful. So what do? You put your head in the sand and you don't look at what's going on in the world? And I said, what I do is I commit to peace. He said, so what you're saying is you don't know, or he says, so you want to be ignorant. So you're going to be ignorant of what's going on in the outside world. You're just going to be in this little box, in your own little world of peace, and you're going to be ignorant of what's outside in the world. I said, yeah, sounds good to me. And he said, so then he said, and then he didn't like that I agreed with that. And then he said, so you are saying that you're ignorant. And then I looked at him and I said, yep. See, this is all no resisting, all accepting. Yep. He said, so you're ignorant? And I said, yes. And not just, yes, I'm ignorant. I'm like, yes, I'm ignorant. Whatever you're saying I am is what I am. And he was quiet. And the class was quiet. That was 2 weeks ago. Okay, you ready? Fast forward 1 week later, which was last week. 1 week after the gentleman in my class said that I was ignorant, 1 week later, I get to the class a little bit early, 10 minutes early, I'm setting things up, and he's there, the guy that said that I was ignorant. And he says, I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you. And I said, yes. Because when he said that to me, I could feel his intent, and I could feel that, you know, I could feel it. I could feel his energy. I could feel it, but I didn't allow it to affect or acknowledge or to affect my energy or emotion. I could feel it. I said, oh, I like, you could see the color red, but, but it's not having any effect on what I'm painting over here. And he said, I want to explain to you what I meant last week when I said you were ignorant. Can you hear that? He said, I want to explain to you what I meant last week. And I said, I didn't mean you were ignorant. I didn't mean that. And he went on and he went on and on and on, and he explained to me, and I listened, and I said, okay. He said, I felt bad all week. I felt guilty all week that you didn't understand or you took it the wrong way. This is my point, my dear audience. Whatever anybody says to you, and you can feel their intent, whether it is there to lift you up, serve you, or another, you can feel the difference between a person's energy, whether it is there to support you or not. And regardless of what is said, regardless what anybody says or does, and if you listen to it and you hear it, but you don't take it personally, and I mean nothing. Say the person that you're driving down the street and somebody cuts you off in traffic. You're on the street and somebody cuts you off. That's not personal. Maybe they just received a phone call and they're trying to get to the hospital and their loved one's in the hospital, or who knows, maybe they have some kind of personal emergency. But it's never personal, them cutting you off on the road. So the gift is when you really practice every single day knowing, and of course, nothing is personal. Listen, even... and this is going to sound really crazy and way out there, but even the people that are in the world that are committing the most egregious crimes, it's never personal to the victims of the crime. It's never personal. The universe is not personal. So that's that lesson. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 7 a.m. You can follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. Email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. And go to Facebook, Reality Spirituality on Facebook, and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. And before I check out and before we spend another week, more moments, I just want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. And you've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
Question for RLN.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get down.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, you're going to feel good now.
Get real.
Now, that's what I'm talking about.
Time to get real.